Good morning, and welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. It's Saturday, which means it's time for our weekly wrap-up. This is the episode where we take a step back, connect the dots from the entire week, and really make sure all the pieces of our AI journey fit together.
I'm so glad we do this. I mean, this week was our first full deep dive.
Yeah.
And we covered so much ground. It's just so helpful to see how it all, links up.
It really is. Think about where we started on Monday. We kick things off with the very latest news, the model wars between the tech giants. Mm-hmm. But then we immediately grounded that in the absolute fundamentals.
That's right. You gave us that fantastic Russian nesting doll analogy,
right,
which I think is just the perfect mental model. So AI is the biggest, outermost doll.
Okay.
Inside that, you have machine learning as a method. And then at the very core, powering everything, is that small, powerful doll, deep learning.
Exactly. And with that foundation set, on Tuesday, we were able to travel back in time. We looked at the fascinating history from Alan Turing's visionary ideas in the 1950s.
Wow.
All the way to the tools we have today.
Which was the perfect bridge to showing how AI is already a part of our daily lives.
Totally.
I mean, from the camera on your phone to the GPS in your car, it's already here.
Then on Wednesday, we clarified the different types of AI. Specifically, the narrow AI of today versus the general AI of science fiction. On Thursday, it was all about getting practical and hands-on,
right,
reviewing real tools to encourage everyone to just start experimenting.
And we capped the week off on Friday by zooming out to see how AI is transforming entire industries, from healthcare to the creative arts.
So looking back at that whole arc, the biggest theme for me is this incredible journey from abstract theory to concrete reality. We started with the idea of AI and ended with tangible tools you can use today. It's no longer just a concept.
Right.
It's a utility.
Oh, that makes so much sense. It feels like the deep learning doll we defined on Monday was the key that unlocked our understanding of the tools we saw on Thursday. You really can't fully appreciate one without the other.
Precisely. Understanding that core concept is what allows you to have that aha moment when you see an AI generate a stunning image and you think, I know how that works, at least on a conceptual level. It's pattern recognition and generation on a massive, massive scale.
So if our listeners take away one thing from this week, it should be that foundational hierarchy. If you can hold on to that Russian nesting doll analogy,
right,
you're equipped to understand almost any new development you hear about.
That's takeaway number one, for sure. And the second is that AI is not something to be feared or intimidated by. It's a powerful assistant. Our entire focus on Thursday was about demystifying it, building confidence, and encouraging that simple first step of just trying a free tool.
It's about moving from being a passive observer to an active user. Looking ahead, Alex, what should we be watching for on the horizon?
I think the trend to watch is the continued blurring of the line between an AI tool and an AI partner. We touched on the idea of agentic AI on Monday.
Oh, right.
Systems that don't just provide information, but autonomously complete complex tasks for you. That is the next frontier.
And it feels like we've built the perfect foundation this week to understand that evolution as it happens. So what's next for AI Daily?
We'll keep building on this foundation layer by layer. Now that we have the what and how, we can explore more nuanced topics like AI ethics, its impact on the job market, or deep dives into specific industries. The journey is just getting started.
That sounds fantastic. And it brings us perfectly to our question for the week, a chance to reflect on everything we've learned.
Let's hear it.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. After this first week of learning, what is one task in your personal or professional life, big or small, that you now believe AI could genuinely help you with, which you might not have considered before?
That's a great one to ponder. It brings it all home, from theory to your own life.
A huge thank you for joining us this week on our AI learning journey. You can find show notes and links to everything we discussed on our website, myailearningjourney.com.
We'll be back on Monday to kick off another exciting week. Thanks for tuning in to AI Daily.